From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. Tuesday was the last day for federal financial food assistance for residents in Lee and Collier counties who were affected by Hurricane Irma. WGCU's Jessica Mazaros reports thousands of Southwest Floridians were processed.
At the overflow parking area of Southwest Florida International Airport, thousands of people from Lee and Collier stand in line to apply for the Disaster Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or DSNAP. It's for those who don't already get food assistance but need help after Irma. The state is facilitating the federal dollars for people like Sarah Benitez of Bonita Springs. She says she was one of the lucky ones because they only lost a fence, a tree, and a garage door to Irma. But she and her husband have two young sons, so she says they need this.
It's really going to help a lot. We don't receive any kind of food assistance as it is, so this is our only option.
Maria Martinez is from Naples. She says she evacuated with her husband to Alabama. When they got back, they had no electricity and all the food went bad in their fridge. She says between her and her husband both losing 2 weeks of work due to Irma, the cost of gas for the generator and other hurricane expenses, they've gone through about $10,000.
Estamos todavía como que recuperándonos todavía.
She says in Spanish, they're still recuperating from the loss. And she says this extra cash for food will help them a lot. State officials say that between October 26 and when they close, October 31st at 6 p.m., they project about 55,000 households will be processed in Lee and Collier. Jessica Mazaros, WGCU News.